Sports.com.
Good morning and welcome to the chat on Newsday Amarillo and News Channel 10-2. I'm David Lovejoy.
I'm Chuckalicious, Chuck Williams.
And Megan sent me a picture yesterday. She'll be back on Monday. You know, I always talk about I want a mule. She found me one, so hopefully she might bring me a mule back on Monday when she gets back here. Right now, we're joined by Dr. Eric Eli. We're here to talk about some changes and some ways to help yourself out and a new procedure, a new way to do it, a new way to look at it. Dr. Eli. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Anytime.
Dr. Ely, you know, this vasectomy procedure, it's, you're calling it no needle, no scalpel, which is great far as I'm concerned, but how does this deal work? Do you take a pill or what?
Yeah, great question. You know, we call our approach to vasectomies the gentleman's vasectomy, emphasis on the gentle, which, you know, means it's a no needle, no scalpel approach. You know, when we try to make the experience as pleasant as possible during the procedure, you know, I've had it done myself. So, I just try to treat others the way I wanted to be treated when I was in the chair.
And right.
So, you know, guys will come in, they'll lay back, kick up their feet and can listen to music or watch a video on their phone while I'm performing the procedure. You know, it's not as scary as what most men may envision, you know, but the anticipation of the unknown is always the worst part.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the tough part. Things in the medical world, like everything else in our world, technology has just made so many leaps and bounds and so many things that you can do now. What used to be 2 weeks off work and downtime and that sort of stuff, you cut that down. You can do this without taking 2 weeks of your vacation out or changing your lifestyle a lot of things that you could just move forward with your life. Tell us a little bit about how long you're down for, and also how does it affect your intimacy moving forward?
Yeah, great questions. And so we tend to do a lot of these on Friday just to give the weekend to recover. You know, and as far as how long it takes to recover, I think a lot of that just depends on if the guy plans ahead of time and, you know, has his favorite TV show that he can binge on or, you know, big sporting event that week. And you know, honestly, you know, the extent of a guy's downtime is probably more dependent on how much he tries to milk it versus what's actually medically necessary.
Yeah. When you get a cold and you think it's the whooping crane flu or whatever, and you know how us men are, we're dead to the world at that point. So one quick question. Why is it probably healthier and better and safer for the male to go through this process than the woman having to have her tubes tied or a procedure like that?
Yeah. You know, let's face it, for women, birth control can be a pain. Remember, you take a pill every day or getting a shot every 3 months or worse, you know, getting an IUD inserted into their uterus or most invasive of all, you know, having a tubal ligation, which is it's a major surgery with anesthesia. You know, and a tubal actually fails a lot more often than a vasectomy. And of course, and if it does fail, it could result in an ectopic pregnancy, which is, of course, a life-threatening condition. And, you know, so bottom line, birth control is, you know, expensive, full of nasty side effects, and not even close to 100% effective compared to the minimally invasive, safe option of a vasectomy.
You know, it seems to be, especially with the recent rulings on Roe v. Wade, it seems to me as though this is definitely a boon to having a vasectomy. Are we seeing more and more men? And on top of that, is there an age limit to getting a vasectomy? I mean, naturally childbearing years, but hey, how about somebody that's 60 or 70? Can they get a vasectomy?
Yeah, sure. Of course, you know, and guys can be, you know, still fertile up into as long as they live. And so that's the issue. And of course, you know, delays can cause dilemmas, especially now with the Roe versus Wade changes. And of course, you know, again, a woman can only have a pregnancy once a year versus a guy can get, exactly, you know, quite a few women pregnant within a year. And so we have gotten a lot more calls since the Roe versus Wade's been overturned. And so, you know, regardless of your stance on that, you know,
right,
may want to consider, you know, if you're not wanting to get, have a pregnancy, at vasectomy can be a good option for you.
We got an alert for a missing child. We'll talk about that here in a moment. Doctor, let me ask you this. It really comes down to two things that we worry about a lot when we look at something like this. It's time down. How long am I going to be down? We talked about that. It could be a weekend, almost a day surgery type thing. The other thing is cost. Is this an expensive procedure?
Yeah, great question. You know, well, because we do it in the office instead of, you know, using a unnecessary fancy surgical center, you know, we don't need general anesthesia. We're able to save the guys a significant amount of money. And it's usually about three times less than what a guy would spend at a surgical center. You know, and so we can also get them in and out quicker, get them back to resting at their house, and versus having to recover in a surgical recovery room, you know, waiting for that anesthesia to wear off. Mm-hmm. And so they're not left feeling groggy with anesthesia. And so, and with a lot of insurances, it may just be a simple copay because a lot of insurances do cover it. So, you know, bottom line, we try to offer a safe, affordable option with, you know, potentially less downtime and other methods of vasectomies.
Is a vasectomy reversible?
Yeah, great question. It is. You know, of course, you want to consider it, you know, permanent, but right, even the day after getting it done, your chances of a successful reversal drop down significantly, down to about 80%, mm-hmm, even within weeks of after having the initial vasectomy done. So it can be reversed, but, you know, it's very costly if you want to get it done, and insurance doesn't cover a reversal.
Oh wow,
doctor, is this a hard subject to broach with somebody? I know a lot of it has to go with ego and machismo, and oh well, you know, is that wall being broken down now? Is that, you know, that old myth of I've got to be a man, da da da, da, is that going away? Are you seeing less and less of that attitude?
Yeah, you know, of course, you know, a vasectomy doesn't remove a man's manliness. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not performing a castration.
Exactly.
You know, in right, fact, many studies are actually showing an increased sexual satisfaction after the procedure. Mm-hmm. You know, probably mainly, you know, due to the fact that they no longer have to worry about unplanned pregnancies. But, you know, you know, it may only take the man's manliness away if the wife has to call to schedule the appointment.
Yeah, that's it. Well, you can find out more information. Dr. Ely has a specific site you can go to. It's called vasectomyamarillo.com. That's once again vasectomyamarillo.com. It is a safe, non-invasive procedure now. You're not getting opened up. You're not out for 2 weeks. You're not facing anything. And it's just really good family planning to look at an option like this. Talk with Dr. Ely at vasectomyamarillo.com. You, your partner, your mate, look into the options you have here, and this is a very viable one. Doctor, thank you for bringing this great information to us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Anytime. Once again, that's vasectomyamarillo.com. Dr. Ely and his staff will take great care of you and figure out how to navigate this situation. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more chat right here on Newsday Amarillo and News Channel 10.